something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ari, your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'll be joined in just a moment by two of our really bad advice givers, but before we begin, let me get something out of the way. If you take our advice, there's something very, very wrong with you, okay? None of us are professional advice givers. If you take our advice and bad things happen, it's not on us, okay? Go see a real professional, get real advice. Don't come crying to us if you take our advice and things go wrong. All right, that's out of the way now. Let's go ahead and introduce our experts for this episode. Hello, Tim.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello, Lee.
Hey.
Perfect. So we get our questions from friends, family members, just generally wherever we get inspired by one. This one was actually inspired by our silent voice in the background, who's our technical producer, Andrew. And this one was a question that he brought forward. So we're going to throw him under the bus a little bit because he won't talk. And here it is. How do I make friends as an adult when I'm shy and awkward? So how do I make friends as an adult when I'm shy and awkward? Tim, we'll start with you.
As a shy and awkward adult, this is a super, super simple. What you do is you go to a place that sells Dungeons & Dragons stuff, or you find a place that sells comic books, or you go bowling, or whatever. You just got to put yourself out there. But I think what we're glossing over completely with this whole thing is that the need for friends as an adult. I find that the older I get, the less I want any more friends because they're really a drain on your time. And a couple of years back, somebody name dropped me. My wife worked for a company and interviewed this person. Who couldn't apparently read the nameplate on her desk. And Nut is a fairly rare name. Like, it's not, like, super, super rare, but it's not Smith or Jones or whatever. And if I was to meet someone with the last name Nut, what I would do is go, "Hey, do you know?" But this fella went, "As my good friend Tim Nut says," and my wife, who shares my last name, didn't say anything, but in her head she went, "I have met my husband's friend, singular, and you're not him." So, but find, there's so many esoteric things that just, curling is a good thing. Like, you know, I guess we're supposed to be giving bad advice. Here's what you do. Go to Home Depot, get, a 9-volt, like one of the big flashlight batteries, get like 10 of them, wire them up, put some leads on them, and he's got basically the equivalent of a taser. And it's sort of, you can count on Stockholm Syndrome kicking in at some point. And if it doesn't, make sure they have a head bag the entire time and just release them into the wild and try again. And again, the comic book store is a really good place to try.
Thank you, Tim. Lee?
Just wanted to say one thing, Tim. When you're giving bad advice and you mention curling, you're still right on track. So here's what happens. Yeah, exactly. I'm fortunate. I happen to be gregarious, friendly, all right? So everybody thinks, well, that's great. Oh, you can make friends, whatever. Okay, there's a price to pay for being gregarious and friendly. People come and talk to you and think you like them. And want to be your friend and want to interact with you, all right? And that's just the price I pay for being gregarious. If you're shy and awkward as an adult, then you have a price to pay too, and that is to be friendless. So it's sorry, but it's just the way it goes, right? It's pretty straightforward. I am gregarious, but there's a price I have to pay. I have other people in my face that I don't necessarily want to spend time with. Shy and awkward, then the price to pay is, yeah, you might not have a friend. Even when you go curling, you'll have to be a spare because you won't even be on a team. Which is unfortunate. Bowling is better because you're each bowling, and then comic books. I mean, that's probably solid advice.
Yeah.
To meet
for
other
me,
people.
I'd recommend getting a Costco membership. Okay. And if you get a Costco membership, you can spend all day going from sample person to sample person to sample person. And if you just wait, the best thing to do is to wait while it's still cooking. So you just kind of hang out in front awkwardly while that 7 to 8 minutes before the next jalapeno popper comes out. And then when it comes out, you want to get it right when it's hot. So you pop it in your mouth and you can't speak, but they're all concerned about you. So now you have those really deep bonding moments with the temporary underpaid minimum wage staff who are feeding you the jalapeno poppers as part of their public service and fine option program to be able to work there.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Yeah. I'm going to change my answer to Costco. I love the sample ladies. That's how I knew that that the world had kind of moved on from the pandemic, is that the sample ladies were back. I was at Costco and I was like, oh my God, the pandemic's over. Like I didn't listen to the politicians when I knew that you could get
food.
But that's a whole nother thing. But like Costco needs to, like, they got a freezer with 10,000 of them. Why are you giving me this teeny little piece?
You want a bigger one?
Yeah. Like, again, you know, you got my $50. Give me a full slice of pizza here.
Yeah.
But if you're shy and awkward, it's a conversation starter.
Right? Yeah. It's just a conversation starter. We won't be able to ask.
But yeah, no, I like that idea too. Like waiting, like wait, just hover around the almonds. Yeah. For a wit. You know, the big aisle of nuts. And I know that's ironic, but whatever. But like, this is how many pecans I'm going to eat before I die. That's fantastic, right? And just lurk. And again, if you're shy and awkward, developing a pseudo stalker persona, like that's aces. Like that'll work.
Yeah.
Like, and worst case scenario, you meet a cop. Like that's the downside.
But you still meet somebody.
Yeah.
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 Oh. I thought for a moment the voice of Andrew going to chime in.
He's there. Hello, Andrew. Actually, you know what? Okay, so I acknowledge this was about me.
I felt bad.
But actually, I like Tim's idea, and I kind of building on it. Like I like almonds, so if I were to go to Costco, couldn't I like hang out in front of the almonds?
100%.
When somebody comes up and, you know, picks up the almonds, I could say, hey, I like almonds too.
I'll even fix it for it. I'll fix it for you. What you do is you go over to where the Ziploc bags are.
Right.
You just have like a thing of like 20 like full-size freezer bags. Mm-hmm. And you hang out by the almonds and you go, look, I'm a middle-aged man. I'm not going to live long enough to finish the entire bag. Why don't you come over to my house and we'll split them?
Yeah.
There you go. Instant friend.
Instant friend.
And that's your pseudo
stalker. And you're discerning. You're discerning. Because he's going to show up with like Brazil nuts and make names. Like, no, he's fed. Yeah, you've already got something in common. Like, whenever there's a lull in the conversation, when you're awkwardly doing whatever, like, how about them almonds? And you're right back to that initial moment, and you have that nostalgia. You have a cute, what do they call it? A mute cute? Meat cute? Like, I couldn't finish the whole bag, but Jeff was there. Yeah, that's fantastic.
And honestly, it would work, like, if for other listeners, because, I mean, this is not all about me. This is for the listeners. You know, if they, maybe they don't like almonds, but maybe they like socks. You know, and they could hang out by the socks and do the exact same thing. Like, look, I'm never going to go through 12 pairs of socks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to live long enough. Let's split a box of socks.
And fair enough. And the same thing, too. Like,
or motor oil or whatever. You know, Costco's got an aisle for everybody, really, if you think about it.
Like, okay. Even better advice. Moving on to the Costco thing. No. Bad advice. It's like Michael Jackson bad. But this is how we're going, right? Okay, so you go and find stuff that super old people need, like Metamucil and heart pills and diapers, that sort of thing. And this is the thing about it is if it's the Costco plan, there's like an endless supply of them,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is the thing. My mother got married. She just turned 81.
Nice.
Like, till death do us part, like Wednesday? Like, that's, like, what? Like, it's insanity, right? But here's the thing. Like, there's, she married an 81-year-old guy. There's none of them left. There's attrition. Like, women live longer than men. This guy is like Brad Pitt to the seniors' home. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, old people. And then if you don't like him, like, oh, what are you going to do? I got to go see, what, 2 more movies with this guy? He's out.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of this extended edition of the Really Bad Advice podcast. Lee, Tim, any last parting thoughts?
Well, I think I made my point.
I think the summary here is that the propensity for society to want to purchase cheap goods in bulk, like at Costco, could actually be used to increase social interaction and make the world a better place.
You could even start a club.
Like a Costco?
With a membership.
Yeah. Like a
membership, meet up. Maybe?
Meet it up. Like who wants to split 94 ramen noodles? You know, it's the saddest food.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen. We're going to end it right there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew, for joining us. It was a wonderful and unique surprise. If you have a question that you'd like our experts to take a shot at, drop us a line at reallybadadvice.ca. You can even record your question and we'll use it on air. But it's been our pleasure entertaining you and giving you advice today. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.